The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in terms of practice, one of the things that we know that mindfulness is about is being in the present moment with attention and with awareness. And one of the ways to have access, interest to the present moment and to really be here in a strong, good quality way is to appreciate kind of what a amazing thing it is to be aware. So it's not so much to be aware of something, which is what a lot of mindfulness is about, aware of your breathing, aware of your body, aware of what's going on, the sounds, but just the very fact that we can be aware is astounding. I mean, where did that happen? How did that happen? We take it for granted too easily. We have so many things we're living about and doing and getting and worried about, and that some of us don't have any time to step back and consider, what's this awareness thing? Just to be conscious. And what is it to be conscious? What is it to be aware? And what an amazing capacity we have. I read about self-driving cars, and they have a lot of devices to read, to register into what's going on in the world around them. And they say that in these autonomous cars, the computer power in them are better now than 20 years ago in the most supercomputer they had back then. The amount of computing power that's in these things, so they can kind of track the environment in the present moment and keep the passenger safe. It's just astounding what they're putting. But we do that without thinking, without blinking, you know. Our computing power, what our brains can do, take in, register, be aware of, and process, and through that vehicle of awareness, is just amazing that we can even, you know, it all works so well. And I think of this capacity to be aware, to be conscious. Awareness only happens in the present moment. It's only about present moment phenomena. If you're thinking about the past, if you're aware you're thinking about the past, that's a present moment phenomena. If you're thinking about the future and you're aware of that, the awareness is present. Awareness is always something's happening in the present. And it happens at a wonderful junction of so much of our life. Just now I talked about past and the future. The present moment where we're aware is the nexus of past and future that comes together. But more amazing is that this little capacity we have to be aware is a little sliver of the world, of the universe, of our individual awareness capacity. It's like the narrow neck of the hourglass, where the vast universe beyond us out there, somehow our connection to that vast, vast universe happens in that narrow little hourglass of awareness that comes through our being aware. And the vast hourglass, you know, widespread out of the inner life that we have. We have a vast, you know, amazing inner life that we hardly even are conscious of. And our access to any of these universes, inner and outer, happen in this little juncture, this little place where we're aware. It's amazing that we should have this little place where everything comes through, everything is known, everything is registered through this. So it's like the door or the window through which everything comes and is known. And how did the universe get to be this way? I mean, once upon a time, there was just this cosmic soup of photons out there after the Big Bang, and somehow those photons got together and became something else and grew and evolved, and stars and planets and then life. And then as life evolved, the life started to kind of, you know, do what autonomous cars do. They started to notice what's happening in their environment and react to what's in their environment. And as that noticing and reacting got stronger, then it became more sophisticated, and eventually we have this capacity that we have to be what we call conscious, what we call be aware. And it's an amazing product of evolution, of cosmic design or something. It's amazing that we have it. So if you can be amazed, totally amazed at this miracle, at this unbelievableness, we don't even know if there's conscious life anywhere else outside the planet, in this vast universe. We don't, you know, it's an amazing thing. Someone once said awareness is nature's way of knowing itself. We're part of nature. We're part of the universe. The universe knows itself because we're aware. We're offering that function for the universe. Otherwise, you know, these photons don't know each other so well. So here you are. We don't even know why we're aware, but we're so self-centered. We think it's for our purpose, for ourselves. Who knows what's going on here? So to be aware, to be amazed, to recognize the fact that you're aware, and to really think this is a mind-blowing kind of thing. I mean, if you had never been aware your whole life, and suddenly you became aware, you probably thought you were taking psychedelics. Wow, it's like, what a trip. So one of the ways to kind of be in the present moment is to recognize the fact that you're aware and realize how special that is. May you enjoy and appreciate the treasure that you've been handed. Thank you.